Airplane mode on. Ready for takeoff.
Roger. Flaps down.
Got to make sure the cell phones are turned off, Doug.
Flaps down. We're launching.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I get the honor of pastoring Denver Bible Church.
Amen. I get the honor of warming a pew there regularly.
And quite often, being a pastor is relevant to understanding the news and what's happening in current events.
Especially right now. Now, I have a question for everyone, really, and I don't know. I've done an informal study. But if you were to look at the last 2,000 years of headlines all over the world, what one man's name would have the most mentions in the most headlines over the last 2,000 years?
The most stories.
The most stories, just the most
Columbus,
mentions.
Christopher Columbus.
No, he was big around the 1490s and early 1500s, but he faded after that.
In 1493, Columbus sailed the deep blue sea.
Yes.
That's how we learned it as Italians.
That's pretty cool.
But it was off by a year. It was 1492.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
So you got to watch out where you get your geography lessons
Absolutely.
From.
Absolutely.
Doug, the big story with Phil Robertson and Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Once again, Jesus Christ is in the news.
Yes, and I think he's been in the news more than any other single person. Mm. That's just my guess.
Wow.
If you were to survey the last 2,000 years of
wow.
news reportage.
Wow.
And we want to thank Phil for putting Jesus Christ squarely in the headlines.
Yeah,
again.
And for not backing down, for not apologizing.
Bob, I'm positively giddy.
You know,
I'm giddy.
Yeah. All these other, like, you know, Moral Majority, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell.
Yep, the Christian all these Coalition.
All these Duck Dynasty wannabes. You know, where they issue a press release on Monday.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, they issue their apology.
You've got a whole archive
for 22 of shows. Years. We've been talking about the Christians. You know, they say something good.
Yes, very
and
good.
Solid.
Yes.
And then they apologize.
Yes.
And so I'm so thrilled that Phil Robertson has not apologized. Now, his family did say that his remarks were coarse, and they're right. You know, he's speaking with GQ,
yeah.
and he crossed a line on vulgarity.
Yeah, he made some crude remarks
yeah.
that I wouldn't make in public or
yeah.
private.
But sometimes when you fight the fight,
yeah.
when you're in the war, you get blood on your hands, mm. and it's rough to fight the fight and always draw the line perfectly where it should be. Go up to the line, but don't cross it.
Yeah.
And I think the Bible draws the line at genitalia. I hate to even use
that
word.
You shouldn't even discuss
but,
that stuff.
Yeah. But so it was unnecessarily crude,
yeah.
but exactly right how he condemned homosexuality
mm.
and explained that it is perverse. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's a sin.
He called it a sin. Now a couple of points, and I want to get your take on these. The morning after the controversy exploded and the Robertson family issued their statement.
Yes.
I told my wife, I said, these folks are not going to back down, and let me tell you how I can tell. The first thing they did in their statement was they chastised their patriarch for making crude remarks. For being too coarse. I was stunned
yeah.
that they, I was encouraged that they
that
recognized
was so
it.
Fabulous, Doug.
It was great.
Because they're not obfuscating. They're not running and hiding. They're not... They're standing by the substance of his remarks.
That's right.
Because he is repeating what he has heard from Jesus Christ, that God made us male and female,
yeah.
and that the sexually immoral are in rebellion against God.
So Bob, I have approximately 100 quotes from Phil Robertson over the past 24 hours. That I would love to get your take on what he's saying.
We should go through it, but also I'd like to draw a contrast
okay.
between what Duck Dynasty has said
yep.
and then all the talking heads that have defended him, the conservative, the wannabe conservatives.
So wait, you want to set up a backwoods redneck duck call maker against the professional Christian machine.
All the Hannitys. Who are all the conservative?
Well, I mean.
All the ones that I've heard.
You can name them. They're easy. We'll start
you know,
with
on
Limbaugh.
Fox News.
Yeah.
And what's it? Megan Morticia Kelly, the Kelly Files. What? Doesn't she look like she's ready for her wake? It's going to be an open casket affair.
Okay.
What's with these Fox women that they look dead?
Well,
what do they have a big? I think their big demographic is like the necrophilia
oh my.
Crowd. They all look dead. What is with that?
You've noticed. I've been noticing that a lot of the women on Fox tend to look post-operative. Let's just leave it at that. But now that you mention that, and I think about,
I think pre-wake, post-operative.
Forget post-op. They look like
they're ready for their funeral. I mean, if somebody snapped a shot of Megyn Kelly at her wake, you couldn't distinguish that shot versus
her publicity photo.
Right. Anyway, on
but
her
from
show.
From her on down, Limbaugh, Hannity, Beck, Medved, Prager,
Sarah Palin.
Hugh Hewitt, Sarah Palin.
It just disgusts me, Doug, that what they're doing is these backhanded insults against Phil Robertson and all Christians who take God's word seriously.
Yeah.
They are doing more harm to the cause of Christ and the safety of the family and raising children in America than A&E.
Mm. Yeah.
I think if God were to weigh in on the issue, what A&E did actually eventually, even though it was evil, it'll help.
By accident, they'll do more good than all the Limbaughs and the Hannitized ones.
Who are hurting.
Who will
because they're affirming homosexuality and they're making the issue about something it has nothing to do. It's not anyone who defends him on the basis of free speech and freedom of religion is undermining the gospel of Jesus Christ.
At the very least, because they're missing the main point.
Well, it has nothing to, it's hurting because unless the defense is what he said is true,
right.
Homosexuality is sinful. It is disgusting. It is vile. And God condemns it. Unless they're saying that, then anything else is a backhanded insult. Wow. For example, if A&E had some Muslim on, and the Muslim said something despicable, say, about Jews, like they say often on broadcast TV
that,
and radio.
That's the number one talk show
in the Middle
Egypt.
East.
It does that all the time.
Where they will compare Jews to animals.
Yes, they do.
Right?
As a matter of fact.
They do.
Yes.
And so if A&E had a Muslim on who did that, and then they fired him, we all the same people would be praising A&E for exercising good judgment. It has nothing to do with free speech.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow.
It has nothing to do with freedom of religion. Nothing.
Yeah.
And by saying that, by doing this diversion, they don't want to, at this moment, say, you know, we think Phil Robertson is we think he is disgusting for making this point, but most of our audience is conservative, quasi-Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we want to find grounds by which we could defend him.
Mm.
So for him to compare homosexuals with people who have sex with animals, with adulterers, we think that's disgust.
That's
truly
what they've said.
That's truly their position.
It's almost verbatim.
Sean Hannity,
what they've all said.
The whole group of them.
Yeah.
They're all pro-homosexual rights.
Well, wait a second.
All of them.
No, wait. I think you might be wrong about that.
What?
I think they have to be. In their heart of hearts, they might not be, but they've been convinced, just like you can be convinced by the schoolyard bully that you have to give in.
That's like Bill Clinton.
I'm just saying,
Bill
Bob,
Clinton doesn't hang out in gay bars.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't like hanging out with homos.
Yes.
But he's pro-homo because that's where political correctness is. You need to for your career.
That's right. That's what they've been convinced of. But for the first time in my adult memory, I can never remember a corporation being bullied by the homos and actually punching back. Ever.
No.
I can never remember.
Right.
Well, this week, Cracker Barrel threw the Robertsons under the bus.
Took
Phil's stuff off their shelves. Within 48 hours, they issued an apology.
Put them all back.
And they put the Phil strawberry preserves or whatever back on their shelves.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before. That's why I'm so giddy. For the first time, a Christian stood up and said, no, I'm not going to back down. And maybe
they did back down, but then they reversed their backing.
Well, no, but I'm talking
down.
The Robertsons. They didn't back down.
Oh, right. For the first time, practically.
Cracker Barrel now has someone to look at and say, well, wait a minute. Maybe we don't have to be cowed by this bully, which that's what the homo lobby is.
Right. And
they're a bunch of bullies.
And Doug, the joke of homosexuals saying that, you know, their primary value, family values and.
Oh,
the primary value is tolerance.
Oh, really?
Ha!
Yeah. Tolerance.
They called. And then free speech.
Yeah, right.
And then diversity.
Uh-huh.
Ha!
Come on.
What's diverse about two guys?
That's not, it's not very diverse at all.
Viva la difference means a man and a woman. That's so diverse.
Within a few hours of the story breaking, the GLAAD spokesperson called Phil Robertson vile. Vile.
That's tolerance.
That's tolerance. Called him vile. And
it's the beautiful people.
A&E, now A&E suspended him, yet there were already scheduled to run about 10 episodes back-to-back, prominently featuring Phil.
Yeah.
And they have,
they didn't suspend that.
They didn't suspend that because it's like 11 million viewers per night.
Yeah. So, and what does Fox get? You know, I haven't looked it up recently.
Their biggest show gets 2.5 million.
2.5 to 3 million.
2.5
right?
million. Yeah. Bill O'Reilly. He'll pull in a couple million.
Greta, is she has got as much pancake makeup as Greta's, Kelly, Morticia, Megan, Megan, Morticia, Kelly?
Those caskets could be laid side by side.
But you know, they get a couple million, three million.
Yeah, which is impressive.
MSNBC gets like 300,000.
Yeah.
So to get 11 million per episode to peak at 14 million viewers.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And these are a bunch of
We're
redneck.
Approaching Tebow-type ratings.
Oh,
not,
yeah. This
not
is
quite.
Tebow-type stuff.
Not quite, but we're approaching.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah. And so this is major money, the number one cable show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of all cable.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Biggest show ever on cable, except I think there was one special, The Walking Dead, that I believe has, which I'm just not familiar with. I think that's a new show on Fox News. Megyn Kelly being the main. I have no idea what that is,
Walking
but it's big.
Dead. Isn't it? I flew next to the producer of that show. That's the zombies, right?
I've heard it's big with the kids.
He spent an hour telling me how they make actors look dead.
Well, that's cool.
It was interesting.
Yeah. He started as as Megyn Kelly's makeup artist, and now he's producing a major.
Poor Megan. Why are we on her case?
You know why? Because she's
don't
a hypocrite.
Look dead. She's a hypocrite.
She's a hypocrite along with all of the other conservatives. And, you know, this had not crystallized in my mind how insulting they're being to Phil Robertson and Christians until you.
And Jesus Christ.
And especially Jesus
Underhanded
Christ.
Underhanded insults against us for saying it's about free speech and freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with it. And that's why when they get a homo on these shows, like Megyn Kelly had a homo on.
Of course, every
the
one
homo
of them
wins.
Immediately put a queer on.
The homo wins the segment. They win the debate.
Of course. Of course.
Because what? Would you defend him if he said something against blacks? Would you be defending him?
I would not.
I'm not asking you, but Megyn, right.
Oh.
But the homo just says, would you defend him if he said something against blacks?
And Megyn has to say, of course.
Of course not.
But she would never
She
defend.
Would never. And
so
she shouldn't.
And she allows them to equate being a deviant sexual pervert with being a black person.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Which is an insult to blacks.
And Megyn Kelly, she should be fired for doing that. Anyway. All right. Now, I want
to. You can't fire a dead person.
By the way, the homos. Have I already said this? The homos are not mad at Phil for exercising his free speech.
Of course not.
That's not what they're
that's
mad
not
about.
The issue.
No. They're mad because he said that what they're doing is a sin. Mm. They absolutely hate that. Now, 9 out of 10 of them that you talk to, and I've talked to my fair share, they don't believe in God. So you would think that if a Christian told them they were sinning, they would just smirk and say, well, there's no God. What is a
sin?
So
who cares?
You people are idiots.
Right.
But in fact, they get enraged. Mm. I saw homos get violently enraged on TV shows over this past few days to where they were physically shaking when they spoke. They were so enraged at Phil. And I don't think that the average conservative talker from Hannity all the way down to Hewitt, who's at the bottom, I don't think any of them really have a concept or really believe that homosexuality or adultery or these other sexual sins that are clearly laid out in the Bible for everyone to see. I don't think they understand that they're sins.
The gravity of it.
They don't understand the
wickedness
gravity.
Of it, how it's destroying people by the hundreds of millions.
They don't.
So Satan, you know, let's say he got somebody to drop a bomb on America, kill everybody. Far better for him is to get millions of Americans to destroy themselves with homosexuality and pornography and so on.
All manner of sexual sin. And in fact, some of Phil's quotes, Bob, Yeah,
let's look at some.
So here was Phil's response. Now, I predicted they would not back down when I realized that they chastised him for his coarse remarks, but then they defended him for his biblical remarks. And I looked at my wife. I said, honey, these rednecks ain't backing down. I guarantee it. I can feel it in my bones.
That's great.
So what Phil did was he decided to host a Bible study.
And we predicted immediately, number one cable show, that he would be fired. That was my initial prediction. Now, so far, he's only been suspended.
I thought he would be fired, too.
Immediate prediction, no matter how popular.
Right.
Number one NFL quarterback. It wouldn't matter. Your history.
Yes. But they suspended him. And I want to get your take on this, Bob, because liberal, deviant perverts in Hollywood regularly forfeit millions of dollars in revenue in order to make their disgusting, vile, filthy movies that only a tiny segment of America watches.
Like Peter Jackson putting a gross sexual joke in The Hobbit, for example.
Well, I didn't know. Yeah. I wasn't aware.
Yeah.
But in the
he's
bigger
a pig,
picture.
But
if
he's restrained by Tolkien.
Well,
you know?
Hollywood producers.
The story's basically good.
So they were not able to corrupt it too much.
No.
But a Hollywood producer regularly gets scripts dropped on his desk. And he can make a family-friendly movie that's guaranteed to generate $250 million in a weekend.
Right.
Or he can make a vile, corrupt, filthy, perverted movie that promotes his own rebellion against God. And they regularly choose to do the latter.
Absolutely.
So I'm actually surprised that A&E didn't fire him and cancel the show. Because they
Me too. It's not over yet, but we'll see. I hope they don't fire him.
But there is a lot of money involved.
Yeah.
And then that's what has probably kept Phil from being suspended and having to go back to his mere $200 million fortune. That would be so sad for the Robertsons if they had to go back to that.
Yeah.
But he decided, instead of backing down and issuing the press release that is normal in the
Jerry Falwell.
The pro-family industry.
The pro forma.
The pro
press release on Monday, apology on Tuesday. It's on his calendar.
It's already on his calendar.
Weeks in advance.
Well, instead of doing that, Phil decided that he would host Bible study at church. In front of everyone, and his remarks were recorded. He didn't hide.
Yeah.
And the people at his church, they had a big turnout this past Sunday because Phil was doing Bible study. And I got the story from the Daily Mail over in London because there's no reporters left here. I think there's only a few left in England.
Right.
This is from my Jesus in the Headlines file. They say Phil has spoken out for the first time since his homophobic comments in a magazine. Phil didn't say anything that indicated to me he was afraid of homosexuals.
No.
All he did was say it's a sin. A sin's a sin.
Gross.
Adultery's a sin.
Now, I did. I said I was. I came out of the closet.
Wow.
As in fact, I told my family.
You did.
That I'm homo nauseous. That that homosexuals make me sick.
Physically ill.
And Doug, I was born that way. I know I was born that way, and people should accept me for it. If you go to a restaurant and there are two homos looking at each other, you're going to puke.
It's going to be hard to eat.
It's homo puke. You're going to throw up. It's disgusting.
Well, let me be the first to
I came out of the closet.
Okay.
I said I was homophobic.
Let me be the first to affirm you for who you are.
Thank you, Dad. My family accepts me.
So they say that Phil was homophobic.
Not my whole family, just the ones who are tolerant accept me. The intolerant, beautiful people, they don't accept me.
Now, Phil said at Sunday school, he said that he was just quoting from the Bible. Now, if you remember, the other thing that made the homos really mad, this is when they got violently shaking, was when the subject of bestiality came up.
Yeah.
Boy, they hate that.
Yeah.
But if
they love animals, and how dare you smear the reputation of animals by comparing them to homos?
I'm not sure of their motivations. I just know they get violently angry.
It's so disgusting what they do.
It's
like bestiality.
Yes. Well, in fact, Phil said, look, I was just quoting the Bible, but they didn't know it. Talking about GQ and A&E and all the people who are upset about this.
Yeah.
If you go and read in the book of Romans, I believe.
Corinthians.
Is it Corinthians?
That's where
quoting. Don't tell me chapter and verse, because I like to make people look it up for themselves.
Okay.
But the Bible lists bestiality right after homosexuality, almost the same way Phil did.
Yeah.
Almost the same way.
Yeah.
So Phil wasn't quoting chapter and verse. He was just speaking extemporaneously from his knowledge of the Bible. And so it happened to come out the way the Bible has it in the Bible.
It's good when you've read the scriptures and they're a part of your thinking and you just speak and it peppers your...
That's right.
Your words, your conversation.
That's awesome. If you can get to the point where the Bible becomes a part of your just daily vernacular.
Right.
And that's what's happened to Phil, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So he led a prayer at the end of Bible study. And he said in his prayer, he said, quote, I will not give or back off from my path because you conquered death, Father. So we're not worried about all the repercussions. That was his prayer to God.
And Jesus Christ rises from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's going to be afraid of what they're going to say on CNN. I mean, come on.
You're going to be worried about what the glad spokesperson says about you.
Yeah.
So he says that, he said, listen, I've been immoral, drunk, high. I ran with wicked people for 28 years, and I've run with the Jesus people since then. And he says the contrast is astounding.
Mm.
He says, I tell people, you're a sinner. We all are. Do you want to hear my story before I give you the bottom line on your story?
Wow.
This is a powerful, statement.
That's like you report, we decide. Right? I'm going to give you the bottom line on your story.
Yeah, yeah.
Because God has told us what the bottom line is.
That's why the Christian testimony is so powerful, because so many of us have been ensnared and consumed by lives of sin. And vile behavior and destruction and wickedness. We were there. We lived it.
Sure.
So we a testimony, and that's what makes us have power over the world and over these people who want to condemn Phil. And I'm not talking about power to regulate or power to. I'm talking about power to lead them to a saving knowledge of their Creator.
Mm.
And Phil talks about he talks about marriage. He says, common sense tells us we're not going to procreate the human race unless we have a man and a woman. And then he says, I really like this guy, Bob. He says, from the beginning, Jesus said it's a man and a woman. He says, from the beginning. So he denies evolution.
From the beginning of the creation.
He might not even realize he's denying evolution.
And that's one reason that, you know, the culture is so adamant about the age of the earth and evolution.
He says
we evolve for animals.
Yeah.
He does.
He says Adam and Eve were made for this reason.
Exactly. And it's because if we're animals, then it doesn't matter if you behave like animals.
That's right.
So homos behave like animals.
Mm.
And that's part of their argument is they say, well, look, in this zoo in the Netherlands, look. And we're like, well, what do you expect in the Netherlands? But anyway, they say, look in this zoo. Look what these animals did.
Well,
and so we say, well, yeah, if that's your best argument you could ever make for your side, that homosexuals act like pigs and dogs. Yeah.
Certainly nothing we should aspire to.
No, we do agree with that. That part of your argument is true. It doesn't mean it's right. When animals eat one another, when they eat other animals when they're still alive, that doesn't mean that we should now emulate them. We're not animals. We're human beings made in God's image and likeness.
Amen. And from the beginning, male and female.
I
got more from Phil.
From the beginning of the creation.
So Phil says, when you look at the human race, all the sins have always been the same. He says, has this changed at all from the time when God burnt up whole cities because their every thought was evil? So now he quotes Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
He doesn't say allegedly or according to the Bible. Phil states it.
Yeah.
Just
matter of factly.
The fact is
that
this is what has happened in the past.
Yes. Right.
So he says,
Sodom and Gomorrah, and the homos who say they're Christian, they say the reason God did that, they take a Bible verse, but they pervert it, and they say it was because their hospitality wasn't up to par.
Yes, I've heard that argument.
It's like they invited people to dinner, but didn't put out salad forks.
I think that was
and all, and so God killed them all,
burned the whole city.
No, it's because they were homosexual perverts, because of their vile wickedness.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, as in many other verses.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So Phil was he was reading from the Bible. Shockingly enough, during this whole controversy, the fact that he has the nerve to pick up and read a Bible in public just shows that he really has not been cowed. He has not gotten in line. No. I actually heard a homo on some Fox or some CNN show say, look, what Phil doesn't understand is that even his home state of Louisiana has changed, and he needs to get in line.
Right.
That's what the homo said. He needs to get in line. Isn't that what the Nazi said outside the train station?
Do you know who's the mayor of Cincinnati who has a TV show? People come on a show and they husband and wife or girlfriend.
I'm reaching
they
for
fight
it.
Each other.
Yes.
Jerry
something. Jerry Springer. 90s. Yes.
He had a woman on with her ex-husband who came on who's now a homo.
Oh, no.
And the homo is talking to her about, you know, his life now.
Yeah.
And she said, well, first of all, why are you talking that way?
Oh, the
it's
lisp.
This phony homo lisp, right? The phony homo lisp. They talk normal. You know, on the playground.
Yeah.
These guys never talk like that.
No.
Then they become homos. And then they go in and out of the phony homo lisp. It's phony like everything else they do.
Yeah.
But speaking of phony, Sarah Palin was on with, I think it was Greta.
Please.
Or somebody defending Duck Dynasty.
Of
Phil
course.
Robertson.
Yes. And fine.
And here's what she said.
Yes. Uh-huh.
She said, my lesbian friend sent me an email and defended Phil Robertson and said A&E needs to realize that he has his right to free speech, freedom of religion. So this is a backhanded insult against Christians, against Phil Robertson, against Jesus Christ, who made us male and female. So many of these talking heads, they affirm the perversion and wickedness of homosexuality in the guise of defending Phil Robertson.
Right.
They are part of what is ultimately would persecute Phil far beyond whether he has a show on A&E.
Yeah.
Far beyond.
It's the pro-family industry script, and it's not something they had to all agree with. But here's my thing, Bob. I actually have hope for Sarah Palin and the others.
Mm.
Because a lot of times people are convinced that they have to be cowed to the bully until someone else stands up and leads them out of the darkness.
And now Phil Robertson.
A redneck, duck call making, backwoods, barefoot, bearded redneck. That's what he calls himself, is going to teach the pro-family industry right from wrong. Maybe.
Yeah.
I have some hope.
Yeah.
And maybe the Limbaughs and the Hannitized and the rest will come along and realize that what they need to do is condemn sinfulness and criminality for what it is, and then maybe the masses will have a chance at seeing the truth and coming to a relationship with their Savior, frankly, which is the main point of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to find out in the end that was the main point.
Mm.
And so really appreciate Phil, but Bob,
so Doug,
there's so much more stuff here.
Yeah, well, of course there is, right? There's a whole life worth of
now,
stuff.
Now, because Phil compared it to bestiality, the slippery slope argument came up. Let me come back tomorrow because I would like to document the sloping.
Oh.
We could document that together for the people.
Yeah, we've been on that slope for 30 years now.
Yeah, I'm hoping maybe we come out the other side like a ski jump. That's
all right.
What we need.
We've run out of time, but at least I got to come out of the closet.
Thank you, Bob.
As a homophobe.
I affirm you.
I was born that way. Please accept me. Be tolerant. God bless you guys. KGov.com.